Two lovely songs from Melanie Dyer. First, a duet with Dylan Wright, Deep End, and just now, Homemade. Good morning, Melanie, and welcome to Connect, and thanks for calling in from Nashville.
No worries. Thanks, Nigel. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure to be talking to you. You've been around your professional music career in Australia. It's goes back about 10 years or so, and you've had some, well, absolutely remarkable success. How did it all begin for you?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it's been actually a lot longer, I guess. 10 years was when I first started releasing music, you know, my first EP and then my album. But I actually started when I was a kid. I grew up on a farm 2 hours from Tamworth. So I picked up a guitar when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I tried my hand at writing about the life that I had on the farm, and country music was kind of what was played around the house. And of course, being so close to Tamworth, it was kind of just the right fit for me. It made sense. And I went over to Tamworth when I was about 12 for the first time and started, you know, busking on Peel Street and doing just as much as I could as a kid from a regional town. You know, my mum found things that I could do and found opportunities, and I ended up going to the Big Smoke, going to Sydney for a bunch of different things like School Spectacular and the Talent Development Project. And it just kind of snowballed, and I haven't stopped since. It's been a long career, many, many gigs and festivals and amazing moments, you know, that I've had so far.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. And how old were you when you first went to a Tamworth festival?
I think I went when I was 10 for the first time, and I remember seeing the McClymonts and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to make my two sisters learn how to play harmony with me. And I wanted to be the next McClymonts. And I did. My big sister, she got up on stage a few times with me, and then she realized she absolutely had the worst stage fright and she never wanted to do it again. And my other sister was a soccer player and didn't want to do anything to do with country music. She was too cool for that. But now it's come back around and country music's cool. I reckon I was, yeah, pretty young. And then I think my first time singing was maybe the year after. So I think 11 years old, I was probably on stage for the first time.
It's fair to say it really got into your blood. Tamworth was worked its magic on you, and there you were. And obviously you've been quite successful ever since. You picked up Gold Guitar nominee, and then you went back and won three more.
Yeah, been lucky enough to be nominated three times. I haven't won yet. It's still on the horizon, but been nominated three times, and who knows what's on the card.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. But you've enjoyed a number one hit record on the Australian country charts as well with Fresh very early on, didn't you? It would have spurred you on no end, I would imagine.
It did, yeah. So my first album, Fresh, I wrote that song with Morgan Evans on my first trip to Nashville 10 years ago. And that ended up being the title track of the album. And that went number one and for a long time. And then since then, I've been lucky to have multiple number one songs on radio, including Memphis T-Shirt, which is a really big one for me. And, you know, just I've had great support from radio over the years. And I've experimented with different versions of my style. And
yes,
they've sort of been supportive along the way of me evolving as an artist and a person. But what I've been working on lately is my most, I think, true to my roots and back to that little girl that started with that big dream in the country. You know, I'm very excited about what I'm working on now.
I think it's an excellent record. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But so you've been, you've had links with the US country scene going way back. How many times I know you've now settled there. You've been there about 12 months or so, I think. But how many times have you been there previously?
I think it was my seventh trip I moved.
Gee.
So my first trip was 2016, and I went over as much as I could, you know, afford to, I guess, in those years till now. So I think on my seventh trip, I finally made the move. I'm not coming back now for a while.
So you've obviously made contacts along the way, and now that you've moved there, so the transition wouldn't have been too bad because you already would have had contacts there, as I mentioned.
Yeah, it's still the biggest thing that you can do, I think, is move countries. It doesn't matter if you're a singer or whatever you do in life. It's just travel is such a big thing, and then moving your life is definitely an adjustment and an emotional roller coaster and all the things, you know, missing home. But definitely going, you know, back and forth and meeting people and growing my little network of friends, and there's lots of Aussies in Nashville too. So I only have to go to a specific cafe or a bar, and I'll run into a bunch of Aussies. So they're easy to seek out, and they keep you feeling like home is just a little bit closer.
Have you met Keith Urban yet?
I haven't, but I'm 1 degree separation, Keith. My partner's been in the studio with him recording, filming, and one of my friends just recorded there, and I've been into his studio. I'm just that little bit closer to maybe one day singing on stage with him. That would be a dream.
Yes, well, I think you should make a duet with him. There you go. But tell me, how easy is it to get a green card to work in the US? I assume, do they still call it a green card?
Yeah, so there's different things you can get. A green card is when you've moved here and you're staying for good, or at least 10 years, I think. You have to get a visa before that. So I'm on a visa at the moment, and it's a matter of proving that you're an alien with an extraordinary ability. That's what they call us. We're aliens. doing my best to keep that title.
Well, thank God you weren't born in Mexico. We won't go there. So you've had a big acceptance in pop, as we spoke about earlier there. And, of course, now you've found your roots in country music as well. So is that sort of akin to Shania Twain or Taylor Swift in that regard? Because I find them to be very crossover-type artists who have had enormous success.
For sure. I was definitely influenced by Shania and Taylor and Keith. He's crossed over to mainstream music and done collaborations with pop artists as well. And I think that I'm just writing the music that I resonate with and that makes the most sense for my personality at the time. You change and you grow and you evolve, and I think staying true to my roots has always been there as the fundamental starting point, and my voice and my storytelling will always be country. But I love experimenting with melodies. As a songwriter, I love crafting music. It's like a puzzle piece and trying to find the catchiest melody that'll get stuck in your head. And sometimes pop music opens up different sounds and production elements and melodies. So I do like to do that. But there's a certain thing. You know, you have to be a pop star is a very different thing to being a country singer. You know, you've got to do a whole lot more and be dancing and with choreography and glitter. And I'm not really that person.
But even country's changed a lot now. I mean, there's things that you do in country that you would never have done, say, 15 years ago. Country and pop seems to be coming very much together for a lot of people now, which is probably good because I'm not actually overly fond of labels. I think just good music is good music, and really the label doesn't matter so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you just make the music that feels authentic to you and hope that it resonates. That's the main goal.
You've got 1.2 million streams on your digital platform, which is absolutely amazing. And your new single was called If She Only Knew, and that interests me a lot. I know you co-wrote it. So how close to the lyrics of that song is your own journey?
Oh, every bit of it. It's like a letter to my younger self, and it's saying, you know, the little girl that was dreaming, having been playing guitar and dreaming up these songs and imagining a life where I could sing them to a bunch of people and have it resonate with people. It's a letter to that little girl to say, you know, this road, I know now this road is a tough one, and there are a lot of detours and you're going to get your heart broken, but you're not going to give up on yourself, and you're going to go places you didn't think you'd go, and you'll be proud of yourself. So it's very much for me, but it's also for anyone who needs reminding of that dream that you once had, not to give up on it. You owe it to yourself.
Well, you've obviously never given up. So with the release of If She Only Knew, which was some 2 weeks ago now, what are you doing to promote it here in Australia and in the US? And the big question is there an album on the way?
Yes. Well, I'm doing my best to promote it in a world where there's a lot of promotion. I'm talking to, you know, people like yourself and getting it on the radio and putting it online and pushing it out with the stories. And I recently played CMA Festival, which was incredible. I'm headed to Kentucky to play a show, and July 4th I'm on the Bluebird at the Listening Room Cafe. So, you know, some amazing things happening over here. Obviously the goal is to get back and play the album to my Australian fans when it comes out. It's an expensive thing to get home, so I've got to make sure I make the most of it and plan it well, the next phase.
When's the album scheduled? Is there one scheduled at the moment, or is it still in the pipeline?
Still in the pipeline. Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay. So I assume we can pick up your material on vinyl and CD, and, of course, on the platforms as well, like 1.2 million listeners have already done.
Yeah, you can get anything on my website, back home in Australia, melaniedyer.com. And, physical merch, whatever you want, or stream it online. You can watch the music videos on YouTube, which we've put a lot of love into, especially these recent songs that are so personal. There's a bit of my hometown in those and my family and a lot of heart. So
excellent.
I'd love people to go check out those music videos as well.
Okay, Melanie, I know you've got another interview to go to, so I want to thank you very much for your time. Every success with a new single, and we're going to play it now, and it's called If She Only Knew. Thanks, Melanie. Nice to talk to you. Bye for now.
Thanks, Nigel.
Okay, bye.
Bye.